This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bernie Sanders wows in California. Scary moments at Westwood in Los Angeles. As an unhappy student guns down his professor. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say the show is a slice of life, a sad slice of life for way too many at UCLA. I'll explain in a second what that was like for students who hid for 2 hours not knowing what was going on, except for there was a massive police response, which was the good news. And technology worked to alert everybody as to what was happening. In the meantime, in California, Bernie Sanders knows it ain't over yet. Hillary Clinton is trying to stave off elimination through emails, meaning will she or won't she be charged? Loretta Lynch, ultimately the Attorney General, will make that decision. What's her call going to be? What do you think? Loretta Lynch, sitting at the poker table, high-stakes poker, flipping over the river card. Does she go after Clinton or not? Is the evidence 100% there to nail it shut? When I say go after Clinton, it doesn't mean she's going to do jail time, but take her down to the point where she can't be in this race anymore. The polls say 49-47, Clinton barely hanging on. The Clinton IT advisor is going to take the fifth at the deposition, doesn't want any video, and a lot of people want to hear what Hillary has to say. She's pushing it off and focusing instead on Donald Trump, calling him a fraud who would scam America. And the president just sits in the weeds because he's not saying much about the Clinton deal, and of course, what's he going to say? But he has been thrown a few curveballs. He's not tempted to knock any of them around, let's put it that way. All right, UCLA, a professor was killed. This is an engineering deal, murder-suicide in the engineering building, forced a big-time lockdown. They sent out, the school did immediately, as soon as shots were fired, a warning for everybody to just hunker down where they were. You had police everywhere you could look on that campus. They responded immediately. That's the good news, knowing that now you have to be prepared for such things because who knows what it means. And people in these departments barricaded classroom doors. That's what a lot of people, professors, have been taught. So there wasn't mass pandemonium necessarily, because they immediately did what they had to do with the doors, barricaded them up, figure out a way to do it, using a belt, projector cable to a table, anything they could. There were a lot of images being released, because now we live in the social media world, that were on Twitter immediately, on Instagram, so people could find where people were. There's a big campus, 43,000 students. And they're looking at all the security on that campus, saying they think they did a pretty good job. What happened was there was a, and more is coming out about this, but there was a student who, by the way, was a father and had two kids, who didn't like his grades, went after the professor, killed the professor, and then killed himself. In the end, that's what it turned out to be. So we saw people with their hands up. Students walking out. We saw a lockdown on the campus. It looked like creepy pictures you've seen before from middle schools, elementary schools, high schools, sadly, and other college campuses. But this strictly had to do with one student who decided he was going to take out his professor and then himself. Then himself. So sad for the people connected to all of them, and a rough day on that campus. They shut down the engineering department for the rest of the week and closed the campus overall on Wednesday. Right at the top, let's go to our pal Grimm. You have the floor. Hello.
Well, it seems like their latest argument between Hillary and Trump is Trump University.
Yeah.
And Hillary, I mean, Kate, buyer beware, okay, towards Trump.
Yes.
But taking a life, sacrificing a country, it's just like, you know, I've told you before, I was in the Signal Corps in the military.
Yeah.
And we had decals. So she can't claim ignorance of the law, but we had decals. And some of my Signal Corps buddies would graduate up into, even into the CIA. Because these are military people that move on up. I mean, there's a lot of plainclothes people around D.C. that are actually military people. And they actually are the ones that train the new incoming senators and representatives. And, you know, they're the ones that place and hand them a D.C. directory. Now, I'm going to tell you what kind of decal we used to have to put on every phone inside our barracks, which I imagine would be the same way, you know, the old cord phones.
Yeah.
I'm sure things have changed, but for years they've done this. I can't remember what the form number is, but it even had a, you know, government document form number on the decal. But the phone book, I still got one. They even say the same thing on the phone books, the directories, government directories. And it says, the telephone is not a secure means of communication. Classified matters will not be discussed. In bold block letters.
Yeah.
So you know, ignorance is not an excuse, Hillary.
It isn't. We can, none of us can use it, and I'm sure we've all been blindsided, even if we're all think we're super smart. But in this case, it I think it was just arrogance, ignorance, and just saying, well, other people did it. Who cares? They're not even thinking about it.
Well, if I was Colin Powell, being ex-military, and I know he knows good and well, I'd be raising Cain and Hillary. Whoa, don't include me in this conversation.
I know, I would too. Yeah, wait, let me show you all my records. Leave me alone. Exactly.
I mean, that's how, oh, you know. But it's up to everybody out there, you know, what you want. Do you want somebody that's going to give away the country or, you know, buyer beware?
Yep, buyer beware is really what the message should say on all the hats. Not make America great again, buyer beware, everyone.
And it's easier to get rid of the snake oil salesman than it is, you know, a dictator. But anyhow.
Or the career politician, yeah.
Anyhow, going to that, do you know who the first domestic hacker was?
Who was the first domestic? I don't know. Who was it?
Engines.
Really?
Well, think
That's
about
right.
It.
That makes sense if you think about it, yeah.
I mean, the first electronic device was the telegraph, and they leaned up against the telegraph pole.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because they rode with scouts, they learned how Morse code was, and they figured out what was being sent across the wire.
Right. That's why they were able to have some success, depending on what battle or what town we're talking about. Interesting stuff, Grimm. Never know what we're going to get out of Grimm. Thank you. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Oh, there are plenty.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh my, good stuff. Welcome back to America Tonight. I can imagine hearing that at a Bernie Sanders rally. One of the fun things that we do, we haven't done it actually in a couple of weeks, so the emails have really piled up, is a thing called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What's that? You...
Yeah, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I guarantee some of you have not put on your mosquito spray, and those buzzing sounds have been the mosquitoes that have been attacking your sweet flesh. That would count as a dumb thing, especially when you have the mosquito sprays at your access or somebody has them out and they're on the table. I've seen people do that. We're like, no, you know what? It's like this badge of honor. No, I will not get bit by the mosquitoes. They don't like me. I never get bit. And then you look down at their legs or their arms or whatever, and wherever their skin's exposed, and you see these bumps everywhere, and you just laugh to yourself. That happens all the time in my backyard, even though I warn people and I give them sprays, and I come up with everything that many of you have told me to do and see if it works. And whether it works or not, you got to at least try. All right, on to dumb things I shouldn't have done. How about this one? This one is from Keiko, who says, Kate, I listen to the show whenever I can. Sometimes I download it. I live in Washington. The people on the West Coast really dig you, sister. I hope to hear more and more of your show as it continues to grow. I am a camper. I camp probably every 2 months or so when I can, depending on the weather. Sometimes a lot of friends go. Sometimes there's just a few of us. I am very experienced. So experienced that I forgot a few things the last time I was camping, like the stove. Not good, since I had food that needed to be heated up. So you do it the old-fashioned way, right, where you rub the sticks together, you try to start a fire, but when it's pouring rain, it's a lot tougher. It was really a stupid thing to not have the burner, and that was the one thing I was in charge of. So a lot of unhappy peeps on my last adventure. When you go camping, you have to have that checklist. You can't just assume. You know the nagging feeling when you pull away from your house and you think, oh, did I bring this and did I bring that and where's my lunch and where's this and where? It's one thing to forget your lunch. It's another thing when you're going out someplace deep, sounds like an experienced person, and you have to have certain equipment with you. Not having the ability to have that burner when that could be so easy peasy, oh, that would be so brutal. I hate the blame thing, but if I was with somebody and they forgot the burner, I would need to walk in the wilderness by myself to just cool down, thinking, what are we going to do? We've got raw meat here, people. What do we do? Yeah, you got to have that list. You got to check it, period. I'm not lecturing. I just know from my own very minimal experiences when it comes to camping. I've not done it very much, but the times that I've done it, when somebody's forgotten something, you know, inevitably it always happens. It usually turns out to be something you really need. It's a nightmare. Okay, this one from Kelly. Hi, Ms. Delaney. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. I think everybody says they have a list. I don't believe this person on the planet Earth that can say they've never done anything dumb. I don't know what it is, and I'm not colorblind, but we're just emerging from cooler weather. Maybe it's a good thing because I'm not wearing socks as much, but every time I pulled socks out and I thought I matched them, and I mean every time, I'll say 7 out of 10 times, I invariably have the wrong colors. Like I have a black and especially a blue. They're so similar, I can barely see as I'm getting ready in the morning. I don't want to wake up my husband and turn on a bunch of lights. I do have a light on, but apparently it's not bright enough, because then to my horror, by the time I get to work and maybe later in the day, now, of course, I'm looking for it and trying my best to match them up. I notice that I have mismatched socks. Oh, I've done that. Yes, yes, I have. And the black-blue thing, that's where it happens the most because the colors are so similar. If you're talking about like a sheer sock or even a thick sock, if it's the same kind, the same brand, I can see totally how that happens. Along the clothing lines, this one from John in Austin, who says, Kate, I guess I was considered to be chic because I had worn my shirt inside out, but I did not wear it to be that way. I was at South by Southwest, and accidentally, I was so tired when I put it on, I put it on inside out. And nobody really busted me on it. I think it was a fashion statement of sorts, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. But I don't know any fashion that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, you can think of grunge. You can think of other types of fashion. But that it's the norm is to wear it inside out. But okay. I had a dress one time that I did that with. It was this really pretty, like, Liz Claiborne dress, I think it was. I got it on sale. I even know it. And it sounds weird, but it was yellow. And it had black, not giant polka dots, but black sort of dots on it. And it was a good dress. I'm sure if I look through my albums, who knows how many times I wore it. But when I was doing TV especially, it was the perfect dress for that. So one time I had to go do, this was in Kearney, Nebraska, I had to do a mayor pancake breakfast thing so ridiculously early, and I rarely did this, but I overslept. I had just enough time, not overslept to the point of missing it, but where I had barely just enough time to get there, and I threw it on, and it was inside out. Somebody came up to me and said, I think your dress is inside out. So that would count as a dumb thing. If the sure thing worked for you, then nobody called Jonathan. I say, touche. This one from Calvin. Kate, dumb things. I'm old school. I don't have a backup camera in my car. I still have the old-fashioned ignition. I left my keys in the car. It's always at the worst time. I was running to get to my daughter's birthday party with a cake from a bakery. Had to call someone, tried to call my wife a million times, did not pick up. Needless to say, I was in the doghouse, did get a piece of cake, did bring the cake back, but it was like the last second, goodbye, and everyone ran out the door as I was very late with the cake. Well, you know, you got to tell the wife, keep that cell phone on, sister. Yes, you don't have to be looking at it. You got kids to contend with. Put it in your pocket. If it vibrates, it's me. Look at the cell phone just in case I have a problem. But that didn't work out, so know that for the next time, right? Let's do another one quickly. Here's one from Haley. Kate, dumb things. Oh, my. I recently, gosh, probably a couple of months ago, was meeting my husband for dinner and then going to a concert. The problem was I was supposed to bring the tickets, and the concert was like an hour away from the house. We were meeting up at a work parking lot, his work parking lot, and then moving on from there. I thought I had them with me. I didn't check. By the time we got to the concert, no, we did not have the tickets. No, they did not care. Yes, it was a sellout. Yes, it was a nightmare. So sometimes you can't talk your way into things, especially when they require tickets and you have none. That'd be rough. Because now I'm thinking, I don't know what the concert was. If it was a big famous concert, you could be talking about 100-something a ticket. So that's not good if you forgot the tickets. I mean, not to mention that you're probably psyched to go. And then you get there and you have to say adios because you don't have a way to get in. And that, and again, that's not a place you can normally talk your way into. It's not possible. So, I feel that. I mean, I feel that pain. Oh, this goes back to the same thing. You got to check the tickets, check them again, triple check them, so you can put your mind at ease and you don't end up in that situation. Thanks for all the dumb things. You too can play along. Send them to us, AmericaTonight.net.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors, not available in all states.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click Big Berkey water filters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean it won't get better.
And once again, the mailbag is full to the brim. I love it. And I'm going to just say this because every once in a while I'll get a phone call where someone says, I don't know what you're talking about, the mailbag. The mailbag is simply all of you sending us through the miracle of the internet your emails about what's happening on the show, what you missed, ideas for shows, which I love, something cool going on in your backyard. We love our affiliates, and I know you're out there listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, in New Jersey, in Sarasota, Florida, in Chicago, Illinois, in Ohio, in Columbus, in Cincinnati, and wherever you're listening to us. And if there's something really rocking happening in your hood, meaning you can't believe what somebody's doing, how generous they're being, what they did for neighbors, please share it. Absolutely share it with us because we want to hear it. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Michael, who says, Kate Delaney, I've listened to you do politics and sports, and I laugh out loud because you're absolutely right. Politics and sports are very similar. I heard you say that one night. It's the us's and the them's. I root for my team, and I'm rabid about it. You root for your team. There is a scorecard in politics. There is, of course, a scorecard in sports. So bravo, my dear. You've managed to straddle both of those particular areas very, very well. Well, thank you for that. And it's true. So you were listening. I like that. Yes, politics and business are similar. You know, there's a guy named Nate Silver who does 538. That's the name of what he blogs about. He's a rabid statistician. He's great. If you don't know who he is, look him up. And it's funny because he'll do all this really rad, crazy stuff on baseball, and then he has the same thing on politics. Is politics so good? One of the networks hired him because of the numbers, the way he puts the numbers out. See, isn't that interesting? There's always another way. Go against the trend. Don't always think you can only do it one way, because he doesn't do it one way, and it's fascinating to watch that. So, yes, I totally believe that there is a lot of similarities between, in a way, between politics and sports. Think of the pay, think of the notoriety, depending on the office that we're talking about. How about this one from Joseph in Ottumwa? Kate, we listen to you here on KBIZ. Shout out to all my buds. I've been telling them about your show. I work kind of a crazy schedule, as you would call it, a third shifter. And looking at the campaign trail, isn't it getting tight between Trump and Clinton? Some people think that if it was Trump and Clinton, there's no way that she would beat him. I'm not so sure. I agree with you when you say it's a coin flip. Yeah, they did a poll of polls, and it showed that 2 points actually separate Clinton and Trump. Well, in the margin of error, that means too close to call. And this is a poll of polls, meaning you take the averages of all the polls. So to me, it's even a notch up. You're not just looking at one poll that could be slanted in one direction or another. You know, Trump basically has locked up the Republican nod. We know that. He just is now finishing things out in California, and it just helps with his campaigning, let's put it that way. But Hillary Clinton hasn't hit the delegate total that she needs, 2,383. And Bernie Sanders, you see how crazy he's going in California. So it's not a done deal necessarily with Clinton. It totally feels that way to me. But never say never. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a closeness there. You know, the most recent Washington Post ABC News poll went kind of like this, right? 7% of registered voters who aren't supporting the Trumpster say they would consider backing him. And then just 7% of those not already backing Clinton would consider supporting her. So, boy, it's pretty interesting stuff. It is. I think it's such a narrow window, whether people want to believe that or not. I'll hear people that are rabid about Trump or just in general hate Clinton, don't want to see Clinton. You wait and see. They're going to crush. It's going to be I don't think you take that for granted. That's why every vote counts, and truly, if you had an avalanche of voters, it would make a difference. I know we could talk about the Electoral College, but still, I would say don't assume anything. Ike says, Kate, hurricane season once again is upon us. What do you think? You think we're going to see a big hurricane this time out? Well, I don't have my weather crystal ball. I look at what the National Weather Service says. Look, I'm terrible at predicting my sports. Whenever I think someone's going to lose or win, it's the opposite. At least lately, I've thrown my crystal ball in the trash. And now if you're asking me to predict hurricane season and what to expect, I've been through hurricanes. Oh, it's awful. The worst one, I was just a small kid, Hurricane Agnes, and I saw what happened there, and it ripped a dock off. There were people canoeing. It was scary. And because we were right there on that shoreline, a family member had rented a house at the shore, and it was right on the bay. So, yeah, with the water whipping up, yeah, you're right there when that dock washes away. So June 1st means it's the beginning of hurricane season. And really, it's already started. You think about tropical systems and ocean temperatures and all of that in the mix. That's part of it. And I would say, you know, are we going to have an active year? Well, even the National Weather Service says it's difficult to predict. The National Hurricane Center started last week. I mean, you know, La Nina can develop, and how strong does it become, and how important is that into looking at hurricanes? I mean, we've had a hurricane drought, so that's what's scary to me. There were no hurricane landfalls. Did you realize this? Last year. We haven't seen a major hurricane since 2005. That is the longest we've ever had as far as reliable records, going all the way back to, check this out, 1850. So when you see a stretch like this, I don't know. To me, if I'm going to predict, it says we're due. My gut says we're due. And hopefully not. Or hopefully it blows over or nobody gets really swallowed by a hurricane. Because we certainly have seen our share of, you know, amazing, awful devastation. Remember Andrew. Of course, Katrina, Rita. There's so many. I mean, I could go through all of them probably at the, you know, off the tip of my tongue. But let's hope we don't have those problems. I would love it, actually, for all of you. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Jack, who says, Kate, I know you were a fan. Every once in a while you'll tell us about your limited TV watching. It seems like you're more of a binge person than anything else. And I know you were a big fan of, I recall, The Shield, something that I did like you did after the fact, after it aired. Did you happen to see that one of the main actors in it was convicted of murdering his wife? I did see that. Yeah, I loved The Shield. And I did watch it after the fact. And, you know, I'd watch a couple and that was it. But he was a police officer on it. And his name is Michael Jace. And he shot his, they've had two kids, they've got two sons, and he shot his wife in front of the two sons. Oh, how awful is that? So he was convicted the other day, in fact, of second-degree murder. He was convicted a couple weeks ago of second-degree murder, and then he just had they just went through the sentencing. And according to the, or the sentencing is coming up. According to the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, they found the special allegation that Jace used a firearm, so that, like, was part of the whole thing. So he could get up to 40 years when they sentence him on June 10th. I guess this is the deal. And isn't this what happens? You know, they say how many crimes are crimes of passion. He was upset because his wife wanted a divorce and was obsessed with the belief that she was seeing someone else. So he wasn't living there, apparently. He went to the house early evening and shot her in the back, then shot her two more times in the legs in front of the two sons, and the sons, oh, so young, 8 and 5 when that happened. So then he called 911, said he shot his wife. And, you know, her body was found inside the house with the boys, who, of course, weren't harmed. And like I said, this guy was a big actor in this, and who cares, but he was a big actor in that show, The Shield. He was in, gosh, almost like 90 episodes or something like that. He was also in another crime drama, Southland. He played Michael Jordan in a movie. He was in Forrest Gump. I mean, he had a decent career, but apparently he was also going through bankruptcy, or had gone through bankruptcy, and, you know, and had problems with that too. So, ooh, terrible. Terrible for the, I think terrible for the kids to be there when that happens and to see their mother killed by their father that way. Wow. What happens in your mind? I always say this. I'm sure everybody has a dark side that could go off, that could kick in. I'm not saying shooting and killing your partner, your friends, whatever. But wouldn't you just get away? I mean, you figure out a way, you just get away. I find it so hard to wrap my head around that, how somebody, especially somebody you've had children with, you've had a life with, and in front of children, how does the mind work that you're able to do that, then calmly call 911, leave your children there with her body, and now destroy your life and their lives and end her life. Nuts. All right, remember, if you have anything to say, easy to say it, right? Simply send me an email, americatonight.net.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business. In our virtual green room right now, Christy Garten, founder and CEO of the 1000 Dreams Fund. I love the sound of that because I'm all about dreams, as many of you know. So she's got me hooked already. I can't wait to find out more about what she's doing to make those dreams come true. Hey, Christy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I love being in the virtual green room. That's fun.
It is fun, isn't it? We put pads out all over the place. When you had ideas, you could write them down. So, let's talk about how you created the fund and what's the ultimate goal of 1000 Dreams.
Great questions. 1000 Dreams Fund, we launched it last year, and it really grew out of a series of books I've been publishing over the last few years for girls getting ready for college. It's called You Chic, short for University Chic, and it's a collection of advice from girls across the country about this important life stage, and they're giving each other advice on it. So working with girls over the years, it has been so clear that funding is one of their biggest issues, and really it's a result of the cost of college today. College is just super expensive, and it's not just tuition. It's the extracurricular opportunities that you have access to while you're in school, like study abroad or a conference or seminar you want to attend, but you may not have the funds to do it. So that's what really inspired the launch of the 1000 Dreams Fund last year, and we launched it with proceeds from those book sales, and then we did a Kickstarter campaign. And we've already provided over $30,000 to girls across the country.
Wow.
Up Yeah, and it's all in the form of micro grants towards those extracurricular experiences. So they can apply for funding for those needs. And, you know, as we grow this fund, as we're focused on doing this year, we want to reach 1,000 girls and then set our next goal. So that's really the inspiration for the name as well.
So when you talk about extracurricular, tell us some of the things that the girls have been able to do that applied for those micro grants.
Yeah, so it's so awesome because, you know, it's really about this idea of dreams. And, you know, when you're 18, 19, even 16, you know, you have this probably big dream for yourself, but you don't know necessarily how you're going to get there. So, you know, we're really, you know, broad in terms of what we're funding. We're not just, you know, one thing, humanities or STEM or something else. It's really every young woman who has a big dream for herself and has an extracurricular need to do that, we can potentially be a funding source for her. So, for instance, one of the girls that got funding last year, she wants to be a photojournalist, and she needs a camera for a classroom that, you know, they go out and they take photos. And anyway, she didn't have that camera to do that. And so she was able to use her $1,000 from us to purchase that camera. But we also fund study abroad. They can put it towards that. I don't know if you're familiar with alternative spring break, but that's where students go and volunteer instead of go party. They probably have a little fun too. But those that costs money as well. So we've had students use their funding for that. One of our girls actually our ambassador. She's this amazing woman named Gracie Stram. She's 17. She's a singer-songwriter based in Kansas, and she, you know, she's in high school, but she's trying to pursue this dream of being in the music industry, being known, and going to Los Angeles for her was an important opportunity for her last year to meet some radio executives, I guess, to pitch her first album. So she was actually able to use her $1,000 to help fund the cost of that trip. So it's a variety of opportunities. We share all of the stories of the girls we're funding at our website at 1000dreamsfund.org. And folks can also find information, girls can find information on how to apply for a grant as well through the website. So, yeah, we're funding a lot of really exciting things.
Yeah, and you have something that's pretty cool that we've seen now pop up on Twitter, the hashtag RealSuperheroes. Tell us about that.
Great question. So in addition to our scholarship fund, which girls can apply to twice a year, fall and spring semesters, we do these online social media challenges is what we call them. Basically, every quarter we have a new challenge we launch, and it's another way to get funding from us, and we're using social media to do it. So Real Superheroes is our latest challenge. We launched it around the graduation season, asking girls to simply share who their real superhero professionally is, and all they have to do is tweet us, use the hashtag Real Superheroes, and each week over the next few weeks, it was a 5-week campaign that ends on June 17th, each week one girl will get a $200 grant towards her dream, whatever that is, based on her submissions. So last week, Michelle Obama was the real superhero that a girl selected. This week, we just announced Demi Lovato was this week's real superhero. So anyone can enter. That's, you know, obviously one, you know, a girl who's in school and has an extracurricular niche she needs funding for. She's going for her dreams. This opportunity is a perfect, easy way to potentially do it, and it's a fun way to do it. I mean, we all have our real superheroes that professionally inspire us, especially when you're, you know, again, 16, 17, 18. I mean, it's these individuals who drive us potentially towards our dreams. So that's what this campaign's all about.
Yeah, one of the things that you do is that you talked about, you know, your best-selling college guidebook, You Chic, College Girls, Real Advice for Your First Year and Beyond, etc. So you obviously have tapped into the youth market, we'll call it, and you know how to reach millennials. This is a big question, Christy. And we're speaking with Christy Garten, founder and CEO of the 1000 Dreams Fund. How do you reach millennials? What do millennials want that's so different about perhaps the generations in front of them?
Great question. I think, you know, I'm actually a millennial myself. I think from my experience and then working with girls over the years, you know, we're really about getting our hands on, you know, opportunities while we're in during this life stage. I think that's the biggest thing and biggest tip I actually give to other brands looking to connect with this generation and even younger. Generation Z is who we're now talking about, who's in college. And it's amazing, but, you know, they want to participate with the brands that they're, you know, shopping or consuming or supporting, you know, for a brand to come to them and, you know, have an ambassador program, give them an opportunity to participate in some way, give them that real world work experience that they so need. Some of these things that we're funding, it's also experiences that really help students reach their dreams. So, you know, companies that can invite millennials in the door in some way, whether it's through a well-developed internship program or ambassador program or even some, you know, social media campaign that reaches out directly to their biggest young fans and engages them in some way, really excites them. But you also have to remember, you know, it's you have to publicly, you know, recognize them too. I mean, they, you know, millennials are not only interested in those experiences, they also, you know, they also want to, you know, one of the factors that we've found in research is they want to look good among friends, or, you know, they want to be, you know, somewhat of a standout. It's interesting. But, you know, if you can find out some way to also recognize them for their participation, it doesn't have to be, you know, financial support by any means. It could just simply be a tweet like, hey, you know, so-and-so, thanks for your advice. That kind of engagement excites them as well. So, you know, companies and brands that are doing that do really well with this generation.
Yeah, well, that makes complete sense. And I also get the sense that there's no way, unlike what it used to be, that, hey, you stick it out, you gut it out, oh, you know, pull up your bootstraps. I think what's so refreshing is the idea that, no, I can do it. If this doesn't work out, or I have a nasty boss or a nasty situation, yeah, I got to feed my economic engine, but I'll find another way. Is that kind of true?
I think so. I mean, I think it's also a result of the economy. You know, 2008 had a huge impact on this generation. There's a significant difference between those who were, you know, graduated college before that date and those who graduated after. You know, finding jobs, finding good paying jobs out of school has been very challenging. So students have had to be pretty savvy in how they're, you know, paying for their rent. I mean, I don't know if you've seen latest statistics, but a lot of young people are moving home to live with their parents to kind of help launch their careers. I mean, that's just the situation. And as a result, you know, students have had to be, or young professionals in their 20s have had to be really innovative about how they're living their lives. And I think that's what's driving kind of what you're pointing to, this idea of, you know, entrepreneurs. We all have a personal brand we need to work to build and promote. And that, you know, can potentially turn into, hopefully, you know, a better source of income for ourselves as we continue to age and, you know, become adults. So I think, you know, that's a big driver, is really just the state of the economy.
Okay, so people all over the country have been listening to us, and I hope their appetite is wet for more of this. How can they find out some more about the 1000 Dreams Fund?
Well, I think there's, you know, an opportunity for everyone to be involved. It's a fund. People can donate to the fund. There's information on our website about that at 1000dreamsfund.org. And then obviously for any young woman or any parent that has a student in school right now who could benefit in some way from this, tell them about us, 1000dreamsfund.org. We're definitely on social media at that handle on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, get engaged. We are a community of young women supporting each other through advice, but also funding. And anyone can, you know, have a role in that. And it's, I think, important for us all to support the next generation of female leaders.
I love it. Perfect place to end this. Christy, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I hear birds chirping up in the sky. I like to be free, like that spread my wings.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.